flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Where did the time go? Oh my God, we're already into the final hour of the Shaletta Show. It is 2:07. My name is Shaletta Brundage. I'm the host of the show. My friend Al Schalk is in the newsroom bringing you the latest on news, weather, and information to impact you and your family. And Josh Wheeler is in the historic WCCO radio studio getting all of our guests in and out on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. You know, when I'm looking for stories and topics to talk about on this show every week, I am amazed at the things that I find out about. And I had no idea that we had National Women's Small Business Month. Who knew? Who knew? I am a small business owned by a woman. ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com, my podcast and promotions company. And even I didn't know about this. But in honor of National Women's Small Business Month, the Brooklyn Park Small Business Center is hosting a special showcase celebrating the talent and entrepreneurial spirit within that community. This is going on Saturday, October 26th from 1 to 4 at the Brooklyn Park Small Business Center. It is free. I love free stuff. I can't get enough of it because anytime I can get out of my house and go somewhere and not have to pay for it, it is a win for me and my pocketbook. And so I wanted to make sure to tell you all about it, especially you entrepreneurs out there, because being a business owner is lonely. You are working so hard around the clock trying to take that vision and idea that you had and turn it into a profitable business so that you can hire people and build generational wealth for your family. And oftentimes you look around and one thing that you haven't built is a community. And so that's what this event helps us do. So if you're a small woman-owned business out there, or you know someone, a woman in your life who is an entrepreneur or thinking of starting their own company, you want to tell them to come out to this event on October 26th from 1 to 4 at the Brooklyn Park Small Business Center. And Lisa Castile is joining me on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline to talk more about it. Ms. Lisa, thank you so much for being on the show.
Hey, Ms. Shaletta, thank you so much for having me on the show. I appreciate you.
Now, you have to tell me, how did this whole idea come about? Because this is an amazing event. You've got so many vibrant businesses in Brooklyn Park, this networking opportunity with business leaders. You've got some engaging presentations, some showcases, really putting women-owned business leaders out there so that we can all connect and come together.
Yes, absolutely. Well, the onus behind this, as you said, it is October is National Women's Small Business Month, and we wanted to do something unique to showcase all of our women-owned businesses, members here at Brooklyn Park Small Business Center, as well as women-owned businesses in our local community. So we put together this amazing showcase. It has specifically been curated with our BIPOC women-owned businesses in mind. So we're celebrating the significant contributions that women entrepreneurs make to our economy and society. We're bringing awareness about the challenges that we women business owners face. Those things could be funding, mentorship, resources. We are encouraging and supporting our women-owned businesses. And we're also inspiring future generations of women-owned businesses. We have a lot of young women here that are members of the business center. And, you know, we want to showcase them and highlight them in the best possible light. So we put this together, and we're super excited about it.
Now, do people have to sign up? Do they have to go online and register? Or can they just come and bring their fellow female business owners and make a day out of it?
They absolutely should do that, yes. We do have a registration site just because we were trying to mine the numbers. But absolutely just come. Please bring a friend with you. This is going to be an amazing opportunity to network with other women business owners. It will be an opportunity for you to grow your client base, know who's out there in the community and doing what, and we'll have a number of resources available as well to support women. We've got some amazing workshops, focused on entrepreneurship, focused on mentoring, focused on health and wellness, because we know as women business owners that a lot of times, you know, we're working hard and we forget to take care of ourselves. So we will be also addressing that, Ms. Shaletta.
Well, I am so excited about this event and the work that you all are doing for women entrepreneurs. I want to talk because some people may have never heard of the Brooklyn Park Small Business Center. What is that all about?
Well, actually, we just celebrated 1 year in business, a little over a year, August. We are a unique 25,000 square foot co-working space right here in the heart of Brooklyn Park, Minnesota. And we cater to minority small business owners, consultants, and professionals. A lot of people don't know that our building was designed by a female African-American architect, Damaris Hollingsworth, with Milo. The project was established to encourage collaboration and business growth. So we have over 60 offices and retail spaces here. And our goal is really just to provide a platform that fosters creativity and innovation for entrepreneurs. And we have a motto that we like to say here at the Brooklyn Park Small Business Center, which is start something, dream something, and grow something.
Wow, that is amazing. Yeah. I can't wait for folks to get out there Saturday, October 26th from 1 to 4 at the Brooklyn Park Small Business Center. For more information, you can contact 763-265-3530. And Lisa Castile has been joining us courtesy of the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Miss Lisa, thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And you have a wonderful day. We're going to see everybody here show up and show out, y'all, for our community.
Yes, indeed. When we have thriving small businesses, we have a thriving community. It is 2:14. We'll be right back. It is 2:17. You are listening to The Shaletta Show on News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. You know, if you want to hear any of these interviews, any of the segments, any of the topics that we've discussed today, go on over to WCCORadio.com and you can hear my hilarious chat with Charles Hallman, National Sports Writers Hall of Fame inductee, Charles Hallman, that one, he fell out of his chair watching the Lynx game. That's how good it was. He thought I didn't know about it. I didn't want to tell him. One of his kids told me that he fell out of his chair. He was so excited watching that game. I can't wait until tomorrow at 3 o'clock when the game comes on. One of the reasons that I couldn't wait for October was because I wanted to have another job fair. Last year, I did something that hadn't been done in Minnesota before. I held a job fair for adults with autism. The unemployment rate among autistic adults is staggering. And they are some of the most capable, most on time, most structured, most disciplined employees that you will ever have. But sadly, because they don't make eye contact in an interview or don't shake your hand or may want to Zoom instead of a face to face, the HR people count them out before they even get a chance to get their foot in the door. So I had Hy-Vee and Bremer Bank and Metro Transit and Minneapolis Police Department and University of Minnesota healthcare system and a couple of others. And we all got into a space, and I invited all the autistic parents I knew who have autistic children in my community. And they all came, and everybody wanted to work at Bremer Bank because Bremer Bank and Metro Transit, that's where there was the most interest, because Metro Transit was hiring for mechanics. And everyone knows that adults and children with autism love fixing and putting together things and taking them down and breaking them apart and putting them back together. So they got a lot of interest in. And Bremer Bank, because some people with autism, like my son Daniel, they're very, very good with numbers. And so they can put charts and graphs together. They can add and subtract anything. And so they wanted to go work at a bank. But here was a problem. They didn't have the training. Not that they couldn't do the job, but they didn't have the training they needed to get the job. So there weren't as many people hired on the spot as I thought there would have been. But, you know, it's my first time doing this. I'm not an HR professional. I'm just a mama with a mouth on a mission, trying to make life better for kids like mine who have autism. And so I was like, how are they going to get trained so they can go work at a bank, so they can do something they love, like work with numbers? And so I'm looking around just trying to think, you know, I don't know how to train people. I don't, you know, what can we do? How can we make sure that they get the skill set that they need so that they can walk back up into a job fair or walk into Bremer Bank and say, hey, I want to be a teller. Hey, I'm not an accountant, but I'd love to, you know, help people as they come into the bank. I'd love to work the drive through. What can they do? Right. I'd love to be a customer service rep on the phone because I can't do face to face. I'm great with numbers. And so I looked around and I found Summit Academy OIC. Now, this is a school in North Minneapolis, and they're traditionally known for construction. Right. All the stories that I've seen about them talk about the construction and you know, the work that they do to, you know, just get people certified and qualified to be builders and to be electricians. Well, turns out they got a financial services component. Yes, they train people how to work in financial services, like at a bank or at a financial lending institution or an organization that helps people with their finances. Oh my God, I had no idea. It's a 20-week course at no cost to the family. And I said, you know what I'm going to do? Instead of having a job fair this year, I am going to partner with Summit Academy. And we're going to do an open house. So on October 17th from 3 to 5, if you have an adult with autism who loves working with numbers and wants to work at a bank, but who is not able to do so right now because they don't have the training that they need, meet me over there at their facility from 3 to 5 on Thursday. I will be there. I will greet you with open arms. It is a safe space for adults with autism. We'll have some fidgets. We'll have some quiet rooms. But I want to make sure I'm setting people up for success. And I'm not saying the job fair that I had last year was not successful, but I didn't see enough people getting hired on the spot like I thought they would. But that is because they did not have the training that they needed in financial services so that they could get the job and then do it successfully. So we're going to fix that this year. Again, instead of having a job fair, I want you to meet me at Summit Academy OIC on this Thursday from 3 to 5. If you have an adult child with autism, or you're caring for someone or loving someone or helping someone who has autism, bring them down. It's at 935 Olson Memorial Highway in Minneapolis. It's Summit Academy OIC. It's their main campus. And again, they have this 20-week program for financial services. October is Disability Employment Awareness Month. And so we have to do whatever we can to make sure adults with disabilities have the training, the tools, the education, and the resources they need so that they can get a job and keep it. And so I love this program. Again, it is 20 weeks. It's no cost to the families. I think it's all day, like 8 to 3, 8 to 4, and giving those adults with autism the tools that they need. So if you are a counselor or a teacher in a high school and you have autistic teenagers, 18 years old, 19 years old, 20 years old, 21 years old, because, you know, they can stay in the school a little bit longer when they have special needs, tell them about this. Tell the parents. If you need me to send you a flyer, feel free to reach out. You can find me on every social media platform, and I always answer DMs. So that you can get this information to them, because this could be a game changer for somebody. This could be just exactly what they need so that they can get 20 weeks of training and then go back to that bank, whether it is Bremer or Wells or wherever, and say, you know what? I'm an autistic adult. If you decide you want to make that information known, it's up to you. But you know what? Here's my resume. And I'm great with numbers, and I show up on time, and I don't miss work, and I am faithful, and I am reliable, and I can do the job. And another thing that, you know, they were telling me about before, you know, we created this partnership, was that they help you find your work. Like, once you finish the 20-week program, they're going to do their best to help you find a job. And that's all adults with autism want, is an opportunity. I saw that last year when I had my job fair. You know, I'll never forget the parents who came. First of all, I was overwhelmed that 450 people showed up. And the parents that came blew me away, because I remember them. I wouldn't let the parents go in the room where they were doing the job fairs. I was like, y'all stay out here with me. Let them go in. It's okay. It's a safe space. We got fidgets. If they want to flap, you know, if they start squealing, it's okay. Just let them go. You stay over here by me. And so the parents who were crying, because this was for some of them the first time that their children had talked to somebody that they didn't already know, the first time that they'd sat in on a job interview, the first time that they gave their resume to somebody, the first time that they got dressed up in big boy, big girl clothes, and presented themselves to a potential employer. And I didn't realize what an impact this event would have on those families. But the confidence that they had when they left there, the pride that their parents had in them for going through with it. You know, I saw a lot of cars drive up, and I saw some of them cars nobody ever got out, and they drove away. And some of the parents called back later, and we made those phone numbers and names and email addresses available so we could do virtual interviews. We also had some rooms set up in the back with computers so that people could use those and apply and do whatever they needed to do if the face-to-face was overwhelming. But I want to make sure that when I ask autistic adults to apply for a job, I want to make sure they have everything they need so that they can be successful. So again, if you are a counselor at a school, it is going to be MEA weekend. So I'm counting on y'all to tell these adults on Monday and Tuesday, hey, listen, I was checking out WCCO radio. I was listening to Shaletta. She's an autism mom and advocate, and she's partnering with a school. They have some financial services classes. You are great with math, and you've already said you wanted to work at a bank, but you got to get some training first. She Thursday from 3 to 5 at Summit Academy OIC at 935 Olson Memorial Highway in Minneapolis. She's going to be there. She is inviting autistic adults and their families to come and be a part of this. You can find more information on the Autism Society of Minnesota's website. That's awesomeausm.org, right there on their events page. In the information you need to make sure that any adult with autism who is looking for a job, who is good with numbers, who wants to go work at a bank but doesn't have the skill set or training they need to be successful on the job, this is the opportunity for them. And I'm so grateful to Summit Academy for their partnership. So grateful for the Autism Society of Minnesota. We're just trying to make it better. You know, my kids who have autism right now are 12, 11, and 9. But at some point, they're going to be 21, 20, and 19. And I want to make sure that they have every opportunity to be successful, to earn a living, to get a wage, to pay their taxes, to buy a house. I want to do what I can now so that 10 years from now, this won't be their hurdle. This won't be their issue. This won't be their dilemma. And I need your help in that, because there's somebody out there right now who could use this information. And so it's up to you to share it with them. Listen, don't go anywhere. The Sounds of Blackness are coming up next. It is beginning to look a lot like Christmas in the Twin Cities. You do not want to miss Minnesota's own 3-time Grammy Award winning Sounds of Blackness in the Night Before Christmas, a musical fantasy. It happens on Monday, December 23rd at 7 p.m. at the Pantages Theater. You can see Christmas like you ain't never seen Christmas before. There'll be rapping reindeer, singing socks, dancing chitlins, a soulful Santa, and Mrs. Claus. Y'all have got to get there. There's a 10-piece orchestra, 25-member cast. I tell you, my mama and daddy are coming into town, and we are going to have us a blast because we are going that night. And I couldn't tell y'all about it like Gary Hines can tell y'all about it. He is the executive director, music director, writer for the Sounds of Blackness, and he is joining us on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Mr. Gary, I mean, baby, I cannot wait to this concert. Thank you so much for coming on to talk to me about it.
Thank you so much for having me. On behalf of Sounds of Blackness, Queen Shaletta, we love you and appreciate you. Keep up the great work. And I'm so happy that you and your parents are coming to see the 46th annual version of The Night Before Christmas, a musical fantasy.
Oh, my God. 46 years. It's been taking place since 1978. Folks, I'm telling y'all, do not wait. There is one show. Once the tickets are gone, they're gone. Ain't going to be no crying in baseball. Ain't going to be no crying if you miss out and you don't get a ticket, because I'm telling you about it in October. And this show sells out fast. That's why I wanted to talk to you now rather than later, because I didn't want you coming on my show saying, Miss Shaletta, there's only 10 tickets left. I want folks to know about it now. You know, and you all have been rehearsing, putting it together, putting a fresh spin on it. Talk to me about what folks can expect if they come out on Monday, December 23rd, over to the Pantages Theater.
They can expect, as you said, Queen Shaletta, Christmas as you've never seen it or experienced it before, roof-raising songs, hilarious characters and dialogue, but also bringing home the true meaning and spirit of Christmas, directed by Sounds of Blackness' own Jamecia Bennett, choreographed by Sounds of Blackness' own Carrie Harrington, and featuring special guests, the Hearst family and none above. with Sounds of Black is, of course, the Flying Reindeer, the Dancing Chitlins, the Singing Sox, as you mentioned, and the Mighty Mice, and a lot more.
Oh, see, I didn't even know about the mice. See, I forgot about the mice. And it's been a while since I've been to one of your Christmas concerts, because we always go out of town for Christmas. But I told my mama, I said, listen, it is too many great Christmas concerts going on. I want to see the Sounds of Blackness on Monday, December 23rd. It's at 7 o'clock. Can y'all get a flight and y'all come here? Because I miss it every year. It's been a while since I've been there. So talk to me about how this year will be different from last year, than the year before that, different than the last time I went to one, which is probably about 10 years ago.
Right. Okay. Well, every year, Queen Shaletta, we contemporize the play. It's always the foundation of, based upon the poem A Visit from St. Nicholas by Clement Moore, written in the 1800s. A lot of people don't know that it goes back that far. But this is, of course, our black comedic urban take on a contemporary Night Before Christmas. And every year we update some of the songs, the sight gags, the costumes. So we have a huge repeat audience, and this is a chance to shout out and thank them for that support. But also, they, part of their expectation and anticipation is what's going to be new and different this year. So we always keep it full of surprises for this family-friendly event.
Oh my gosh. So what songs can we expect to hear? Because y'all got some classics, y'all got some originals, and you know, you got None Above coming. So I know y'all got something new and exciting that y'all gonna do. And you always, and see, this is what upset me, because I'm already gonna get mad. You always have some like super duper star, and you're like, oh, Queen Shaletta, I can't tell you who it is, it'll be a surprise. And then I look up and Common's on the stage, something crazy. So you know, talk to me about some of the collaborations, because so many people love the Sounds of Blackness, and you know, new and old artists alike love working with you all, love collaborating, and you know, being in the Twin Cities, we love hearing it.
Oh, thank you so much, and this is a chance to thank the Twin Cities and the entire state of Minnesota, for this is the 53rd anniversary of Sounds of Blackness, and 53 years of support from this community, city, and state, and we thank you. Yes, a few surprises, but of course, again, we have special guests, the Hearst family. David Hearst is returning as Santa Claus, and None Above, as you mentioned, as well. We don't want to give away all the surprises, because it'll be a surprise. But hopefully that's enough to wet your whistle, Queen Shaletta.
All right. I guess that's going to have to be enough. Now you got to tell us how people can get tickets.
Absolutely. Pantages Theater box office under the auspices of Hennepin Arts. So either online or over the phone, either way. And thank you for encouraging people to not wait, because, as you say, one show only typically sells out in advance. We wish we could do more than one show, but the holiday season is so crushed this year. And this is a time to do a shout-out to the Steels, who will be doing their Christmas show the night before us. So while your folks are in town, you may want to do double duty.
Yes, and we will be. We will be. I told the kids, don't expect nothing. I'm spending all y'all toy money on Christmas concerts. That's how I'm rolling this year, Gary. I'm not playing with them kids. They don't even like me. I said, I'm taking your grandmama and my daddy over here to see the Steels, and they'll be performing on Sunday, Saturday and Sunday, and then you all have your concert on Monday. Now, how many hours are you guys putting into this with the rehearsals and all that stuff? I mean, you got the costumes, you got the choreography, you got all these different bands and artists coming together. I mean, this has got to be, I would just like to sit in on a rehearsal. I bet that is so much fun.
It is. We had a blast last night in rehearsal at Sebastian Community Center. Shout out to them. Queen Shaletta, you're welcome anytime to sit in on rehearsal. And to answer your question, even though we've been doing the show for so many years, it still takes what it takes to prepare. And so we started with music in September, and just now in October are moving into dialogue and blocking and choreography, again directed by our own Jamecia Bennett and choreographed by our own Carrie Harrington. Then we do staging and put it all together in November, so that the show is ready by December.
Oh my gosh, this is going to be so amazing. And anybody who knows anything about a Sounds of Blackness performance, you ain't going to sit down. We need to just take all the seats out the Pantages, up out the ground. Give me a screwdriver because we are going to need some dancing room. You know, and I just, you know, for folks who, you know, we got a lot of people who are new to the Twin Cities, who have seen you all perform at the Grammys, watched you win your awards, you know, and watched you perform on TV. This may be their first time seeing you live.
You're absolutely right. And a few factors with that, Queen Shaletta. Of course, we had the couple of years where theater was down with COVID restrictions.
Right.
And so a lot of people that would have come obviously couldn't. We couldn't put on the show. And we did a virtual version with the Ordway a couple of years ago. But this is the first time that we're doing the full version, the musical play of The Night Before Christmas, as you say, with our 10-piece orchestra in 4 years. And so we're excited to be at the Pantages. We want to invite everybody out. This is something, again, for the entire family, for all ages, all backgrounds. You will love The Night Before Christmas, a musical fantasy.
With the Sounds of Blackness, Gary Hines, executive director over there at the Sounds of Blackness, always delivering when it comes to not only musicianship and theater, but also just a great supporter of community advocacy work, always out there on the front lines, making sure that we have a better city to live in. Mr. Hines, thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you so much, Queen Shaletta. We love you like gumbo. That's a whole lot of love.
That's a whole lot of love. It's so funny because Mama, one of the things I told Mama, I said, now when you come here, you know you're going to have to make a Christmas gumbo. We're not eating nothing else. We going to eat us some Christmas gumbo. So I'm going to have to bring y'all some bowls over there backstage so y'all can have something to eat. I'm going to have Mama make y'all gumbo so we can bring it backstage for y'all.
Please do. We're going to love it.
All right. Well, we will see y'all then. Thank you so much for taking the time with me.
Thank you, Queen Shaletta. Love you madly.
All right. And Gary Hines is joining us courtesy of the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Don't go anywhere. I'm talking to my friend Steve Thompson next. It is 2:50. You are listening to News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. I'm Shaletta Brundage. He's Steve Thompson. He's coming up next. Stevie T, what's up, brother?
Hey, another day. It looks like the sun is finally going to come out. I can't believe it. I don't even know what it was like for it to actually rain. And we did get a little light rain at my house this morning. It was kind of like, here it is. It wasn't
right. It wasn't much, and we need a lot more. How many days have we been without rain? Like 3 weeks almost?
Well, it was the driest and warmest September on record. And October's been dry and warm, and we finally did get a little bit, not nearly enough, and I saw that drought monitor map, and we got drought all around the area, so hopefully we do get some rain, but it doesn't look real good over the next week.
No, it doesn't. And, Steve, what is this going to mean? Because we got, pheasant season starting, and everybody's out and they're hunting? I mean, I know you're going to be talking about this on your show.
Yeah, Steve is going to join us a little bit later. It's super busy right now because the bow hunters are out in the woods looking for a deer. The pheasant opener is today. And then, of course, the fall bite is finally underway. So the anglers that want to get out on the water, we've just had beautiful weather. It's actually been too warm for that bite to kick in.
Yeah.
But there are still fish to be caught. And there's nothing quite like a meal of fresh caught walleye. That's pretty good stuff.
Ooh, that's good. I mean, you can't beat fresh fish. I don't care if you grill it, flambe it, saute it, fry it. If it's fresh coming up out the water, it's going to do what it do and taste delicious. I love it. I love it. Okay, so now you got to tell me what else you got coming up on your show.
Well, it is going to be all about college football today. We're kind of in the heart of college football season today. So we'll have Jonathan Lowe keep an eye on the top 25 in the Big Ten scoreboard. By the way, Minnesota made it to the Rose Bowl.
Yes!
Game, but they're going to play UCLA.
Damn. I thought they were going to the Rose Bowl.
Yeah, but they're actually playing in the venue for the first time since 1962, so that's kind of cool.
That is kind of cool.
Alabama held on to beat South Carolina today, and of course, Alabama's head football coach is from just over the border in South Dakota. Kalen DeBoer is from Milbank. I called his games when he was a college football player at Sioux Falls College way back in the mid-90s, and now he's the head coach at Alabama, and it's still one of the more amazing stories. If you would have told me when I was calling those games in 1996 that, and by the way, they won the NAIA National Championship that year down in Tennessee, if you would have told me Kalen DeBoer would someday be the head coach at Alabama, who would have believed that?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, they got beat by Vanderbilt a week ago, and if they would have got beat by South Carolina today in Tuscaloosa, he would have been on the hot seat. But they did hold on. They did win the game today. But we'll have all of that coming up later on. Plus, we've got tons of college football from around the area, and we'll have game reports and scores on that as well. So,
That sounds so amazing. That is such a great story. Okay, what kind of kid was he?
Oh, yeah, just a great kid. Like I say, from Milbank, South Dakota. It's just right over the border in the northeast corner of the state. And their head coach, way back in the day, Bob Young, he's now got a stadium in Sioux Falls named after him. He passed away a couple of years ago. Bob Young was a great human being, just a wonderful human being, and had a tremendous influence on all his football players over the decade. And, you know, Kalen DeBoer talks about that a great deal. He was even an assistant coach when his playing days were over under Bob Young, and took that, of course, had that big year at Washington a year ago, and then parlayed that into the Alabama job. It doesn't really get any bigger than that in college football.
No, it does not.
To be a head coach at Alabama. And there he is, from Milbank, South Dakota, to the absolute pinnacle of college football. It's a pretty amazing story. But he's still in a little hot water after losing at Vanderbilt a week ago. So, I mean, his first year hasn't been totally smooth.
Okay. All right. But I'm just, you know, that is just so awesome. We got to do a little story on that or something. That's kind of cool. And, you know, for Alabama and colleges like Alabama, you know, they don't really fool around with the Yankees. They don't come up north and bring people into their orbit and their atmosphere. So he must be special.
Well, and that's kind of funny about the fact that Nick Saban, you know, is legendary coach, all the championships.
Right.
You know, he's right up there with Paul Bear Bryant in Alabama lore. And he's a guy from up north. You know, he was once upon a time at Michigan State and then was in the NFL. And, you know, they certainly have the money. And the most important thing, they want to win. And they figure, you know, when Nick Saban stepped aside, he was the guy that gave us the best chance. Even if he was from the upper Midwest, you know, I guess they'd hire a coach from Canada if he thought.
If you're going to help us to win, all we want to do is win, win, win. Speaking of winning, you know, on Saturday, because I'm not going to be here next week, because I'm going to be over at Mystic Lake Event Center, because I won that Governor's Award, or that Emmy. So next weekend is when the Emmy Awards are, and I'm going to pick up my trophy. So I won't be here next Saturday.
Well, congrats to you. You do so much great work. That is quite an honor.
And this is the first time that my kids are going to be able to come to an award ceremony with me. My parents are coming. And, you know, I was going to have my mom and daddy stay here at the house and take care of the kids. And then I thought, well, if I got my mom and daddy, maybe I can just bring the kids and my mom and dad with me. And then we can all have a good time, you know. And so that's what we're going to do. We're going to get hotel rooms. We're going to hang out. And then we're going to show out at the Emmy Awards. So I'll be sure to post on social and I'll send y'all some pictures.
Oh, that is great news. Enjoy the day.
I will. Stevie T's up next.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to 4 different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We'll see y'all in 2 weeks. It's been the Shaletta Show. It's been great.